Events in Iraq, Color, an art exhibition that opened today at Arlington National Cemetery. Faces of the Fallen is a collection of more than 1,300 individual portraits of U.S. military personnel killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. NPR's Art Silverman paid a visit to the show.
Each picture rises from the end of a metal pole, five tiers of identically sized canvases. They stand in formation along one wall under a skylight. From the entrance, the portraits disappear around a gradual curve. The martial uniformity of each 6x8-inch work is undercut by the individual artist's hand. Oils, acrylics, monochromatic charcoal sketches, montages, abstracts. Some would not feel out of place in an exhibition of Norman Rockwell paintings. Others owe more to Pablo Picasso. The Faces of the Fallen project itself owes its existence to one Washington, D.C. artist who saw potential in the morning paper, Annette Pollan.
It was a spontaneous reaction to picking up the Washington Post one day and discovering four pages of thumbnail photographs of the fallen. And it just came out of my mouth. This looks like a portrait gallery.
Pollan managed to sidestep any potential political interpretation of her idea. She saw to it that the committee that pushed the project forward included a wide swath of government, artistic, and military people. And she had the benefit of a friendship with a key person, retired Air Force Brigadier General Wilma Vaught, the president of the Military Women's Memorial at Arlington Cemetery.
Well, I felt it was something we had to do.
So General Vaught agreed to house the Faces of the Fallen at the Women's Memorial. A decision she does not regret one bit, now that she sees how it turned out.
It's an incredible feeling, because you look at some and you think, he or she looks like they ought to be in high school, not in Afghanistan or Iraq fighting a war. It really leaves you in awe of the tragedy of war.
Yesterday, families came from 44 states for a chance to not only see a loved one memorialized, but to meet each other and the artists. Captain Timothy Ryan's portrait was one of the 12 that Mary Chaloner did for the show, and it won the approval of his widow, Michelle.
She did an absolutely wonderful job.
It's a very small thing from my point of view. It was a mitzvah that I could give.
She did a great job. I absolutely love it. It's breathtaking. It's absolutely wonderful.
In late afternoon, before the doors to Faces of the Fallen swung open to the public, families had an hour to take it in themselves. Along the silent bleachers of pictures, men held their camcorders aloft to capture the higher rose. A girl about 10 years old in a pink dress stood holding a long-stem red rose. A woman wept, arms on either side, hugging her, holding her. Outside the exhibition, children fidgeted and whined as women and men sat red-eyed in the fading sunlight. Melissa Palmer Quinn had just seen the artist's rendering of her husband, Michael, killed 2 years ago in Iraq.
It was a picture of Michael off duty with a baseball cap, which he normally wears. It wasn't what I expected, really. Michael was often called by the book Bob. He was like all army.
Melissa Quinn had mixed feelings about coming to the Faces of the Fallen. On one hand, she says, it made her feel less alone in her grief, but on the other, there was no real lasting comfort.
There was a gal in there, and she just was all teary-eyed, and I ran up to her and I said, this sucks, doesn't it? And I gave her a big hug, and she said, yeah, it does.
Even so, she stuck around for speeches from Pentagon honchos, senators, and organizers. But in the end, it was Catherine Lee Bates who had the last word. The third verse of her 19th century poem was sung by Army Staff Sergeant Crystal Reams.
Oh, beautiful for heroes proof in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life.
Faces of the Fallen will be on display at Arlington Cemetery until Veterans Day. Plans to have it tour the country are being considered.
God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining.
Art Silverman, NPR News.
And you can see some of the portraits from the exhibit at our website, npr.org.